Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This morning, an update on a story WBUR has been following since August. Back then, we broke the news about how the federal government was ending an application process for seriously ill migrants, a process called deferred action. It allowed some non-citizens to stay in the U.S. while receiving medical treatment not available in their home country. In September, after weeks of public outcry, the process was reinstated. And today, WBUR's Shannon Dooling brings us the story of an affected family in Boston.
16-year-old Jonathan Sanchez entered the U.S. with his family on tourist visas in 2016. They're from Honduras, and they came to Boston seeking treatment for Jonathan's cystic fibrosis. After extending their tourist visas for as long as they could, their best option was to apply for deferred action on the basis of medical need. Back in August, they got a letter saying deferred action was no longer being processed and they'd need to leave the country in 33 days or be placed in deportation proceedings.
If they deny the program, then I need to go back to my country and I'll probably die. Because in my country, there's no treatment for CF. Doctors don't even know what's the disease. The only ones who can help me are here in the United States.
Stories of other applicants being denied came in from across the country. Massachusetts Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley was instrumental in helping reinstate the process after calling for congressional hearings. And then, a few weeks ago, the Sanchez family finally heard their application has been approved.
When he first heard the news, he sighed and felt relieved and said, "Oh, great, now we'll be able to sleep."
That's Jonathan's mother, Mariela Sanchez. Since the approval, Jonathan has been admitted into the hospital with a bacterial infection. He's still there receiving treatment. But his mom says she's relieved because they now have at least 2 years to focus on Jonathan's health in the U.S. without fear of deportation.
We are very happy because they heard us and they are helping us find a solution for our son in terms of health.
While the Sanchez family is somewhat optimistic, the situation is murkier for others. The Irish International Immigrant Center filed 19 medical deferred action applications in Boston and is still waiting for decisions on most of them. Anthony Marino heads up legal services for the center.
It's hard because we want to be positive and I'd like to be optimistic, but that we have seen so much from this government that makes us have to question what their actual motives are and whether or not they're being honest.
Marino says the majority of his organization's clients are families with sick children battling illnesses like cancer and muscular dystrophy. Since the federal government agreed to reopen pending cases in September, Marino says he's received only two responses from U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, both approvals, including the Sanchez's.
Then we started receiving requests that we resubmit evidence that had already been submitted in several cases. Really, until we see final approvals for each of these families, we don't really know what's going on.
Officials with Citizenship and Immigration Services have repeatedly said there is no formal process or program for medical deferred action. Instead, these are simply individual applications submitted at local field offices. Everyone with a pending application as of August 7th has had their case reopened, and they'll be considered on a case-by-case basis, according to an agency spokesman. The Irish International Immigrant Center has a lawsuit pending in Boston federal court challenging the Trump administration's end of medical deferred action. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.